Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Owen Thompson, Dustin Lehman, Elliot Williams, Amy Dotter, Jeremy. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Episode 73 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell. With me today I have
James Ross,
Britt Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
Ben Merritt.
And who are you playing?
Sam Bertram McGuffinger,
Hamid Salah Haroon Al Taham. I'm so upset none of you remembered that last time.
I did remember. Sasha Rackett.
Grizzled Drake Amsterdam.
So we will pick up where we left off, where I believe you had found a spooky house in the spooky district.
Something screamed.
And something made a scream.
I think Bertie kicks in the gate and we charge in, right?
Of course Bertie kicks in the gate and we charge in.
Okay, cool, wow.
Yeah,
context, right.
Go, no, go!
Cut
to the chase.
Prague happens! Right, you kick it in the gate.
Yeah. Bertie kicks the gate. What check would you like?
It succeeds. Congratulations.
Yeah. No, if we keep this momentum up, the DM won't be able to react. Just keep narrating. Keep narrating. And we win!
Bertie kicks the rusty gate.
Give me a strength check. While you're doing, I'll say that we're in Prague.
Oh, that is awful. 6 total.
You hurt your foot, by which I mean you just fall a bit over backwards and lose your balance.
Well, that was anticlimactic. All right.
Thank goodness I slowed things down. There was almost progress there.
Yes.
Sasha looks at the lock. Is it even healthy enough to be picked?
No.
No. Okay. Climbs over the gate.
Bertie slashes at the Gordian knot of the remaining lock.
It parts easily and quickly.
Why didn't I think of that before?
Sasha is halfway up the gate, so it's swinging uncomfortably.
And also for the one person who this is the first episode that they're listening to, they're hunting a rogue magician in Prague. Keep going.
Yeah. Actually, the last episode is all in there.
Dropping info in. Keep going.
Very well. We look around. What's in the ground?
Spook. Loads of it.
So
where did the scream come from? Inside the house?
Inside the house.
The scream is coming from inside the house. Let's get in there.
Yeah, run towards it.
Okay, you run up the gravel path. To the left are some weeping willows, the scariest of trees. To the right are more weeping willows, because I've run out of trees that I know are objectively
scariest,
scary.
The scariest is an oak in a sheet with a couple of eyes cut out. That's really scary.
I think anyone worried about climate change will tell you the scariest tree is no tree at all.
Whoa. Or the scariest tree is mass plantations of pines, which don't actually really add anything.
Or if the Habsburgs, it's your family tree.
Yo. Hey!
Funny you should say that. So as you
when you say scary, you mean arousing, really, don't you? In the Habsburg.
To a Habsburg, right. Yes.
Ah, I knew this would happen. We've lost the momentum.
We're driving right. Towards something.
Okay.
As you run up the drive, with spooky things on the left and spooky things on the right, as you run up the drive with spookiness all around you, spooky trees, and the gravel path which is leading up, it's almost objectively just a bit too spooky.
Spooky gravel, but it kicks the spooky
correct.
Gravel.
So, there is, ahead of you, a large, call it a mansion for lack of a better word. It has the pillars out front holding the verandah-y front and balconies overlooking it from the top. In fairness, it isn't in a huge amount of disrepair, but it's clearly been empty a long time. The front is locked, all of the ground floor windows are boarded. And the top floor windows are not boarded, and at some point a few kids have probably thrown stones through the windows, things like that. And yeah, it looks like it has a small amount of grounds, more than you'd expect given that it's, you know, a city. Mm-hmm. So obviously they were once upon a time very rich and very, very well to do. Mm-hmm. But as it stands, heading up towards the veranda, you hear the same cry again.
Maybe it's a bat. I like bats.
Bat or down.
A giant bat.
Give me a perception check.
I can ride it.
Natural 20.
In the house, probably upper floor. Potentially attic, hard to say, because the windows are so broken and like it probably has some warped inside.
In which case, I'll knock an arrow and say, that's above us.
Sasha climbs up the wall.
Give me a climb check.
17.
Okay. You start climbing up. It's comparatively easy. There's colonnades, there's banisters and so on, and you make it up onto the top of the veranda. So it's tiled roofing, and to your left is a balcony, and to your right is a balcony, and you are exactly over the front door.
My greatest nemesis, slightly sloping.
It is.
Elderly room.
It is slightly sloping, yes.
Oh, this might trigger a phobia. Does the wound across her shoulders begin to smart?
Technically, yeah. You do need to make acrobatics check to move. However, the DC's so low, I'm not going to bother.
Okay, so we'll just, you know, sneak, climb towards wherever it is. Just keep climbing.
So climb up, in, you're on the second floor.
Up.
Up again?
I like up.
Okay, you're going to have to give me another climb check.
18.
You succeed! Woo! So, you've made it up onto the third story. Like I said, it's sort of a mansion house. It is three stories and then a sloped roof, which seems to have like a converted mm-hmm. attic space kind of thing.
Yep. In the window. Oh, look in the window first. Ha ha! Inspect the window for traps!
Look at you! Yeah. Give me a perception check.
Ooh,
old Lydia wouldn't have learned that lesson.
19 plus 10, 29.
29. You are looking into a room. It's covered in sheets. Insofar as this
are they ghosts? No!
They are spooky sheets.
No, it's the ghosts of furniture. So, and remember, guys, Bertie hates furniture. Oh,
so is this all the furniture he's killed over the years? <He's haunting. laughs>
So, note so.
So, the nightmares again, no!
So, it is full of furniture, covered in sheets. It looks like it was probably a bedroom of some kind, insofar as, you know, there's a bed and everything else is covered in sheets, but it's not that big a leap of logic. There's nothing else particularly of interest in there, really. There doesn't even appear to be any valuables. The stuff that looks left looks like someone left it because it's more expensive to move it and store it than to just put a sheet on it and leave it.
We'll sneak in and look around.
What's everyone else doing?
I'm going to be casting Acid Splash, targeting the door, to wear it away enough that we can go through.
Give me a single roll on the Acid Splash.
17. It does D3
it comes
damage
off.
The lock, I can cast an infinite number.
The lock is as bad as anything else. Yeah. In fact, you didn't even really need to give the roll. If you're willing to walk up, you can just go poke it. Poke it.
But I can do that while moving towards it.
It's so already it's gone.
Valuable time.
It's already gone by the time you get to the door. Anyone else doing anything?
Well, I bet he was going to fly up to the second floor where Sasha now is.
I'm on the
third floor.
But you can take the second.
I swear, if you split yourselves among
again.
Four floors simultaneously.
Yeah, I'll go to the basement, you cover the ground.
Amazing! Yes!
Yeah, let's do it!
Right, let's do it. Because I'm not joking.
I'm not either.
No.
I mean, that's entirely in character.
I'm not taking a floor to myself. Do you know how squishy I am? Have I used up all my spells hiding from my past?
The rules of genre horror dictate that upon encountering a spooky house,
we
all
need
to split
up to cover more
ground faster.
Yeah.
We've got an opera to get to. Bertie pops on.
Oh God, you are the Fred of the group.
Yes, Bertie pops on his flying.
We need to
boots.
Split up. I don't know.
We need to split up. Donald Giovanni is calling me to the second floor.
This sounds like a couple of my breakups.
Bertie, he's going to fly up to the second floor.
Okay, so Bertie
isn't.
Yep. Give me a perception check.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
Which is 19.
It's full of spooky furniture that's been covered in sheets. Drawing room, nothing of note, not even footsteps in the floor, which is covered in dust.
We go in the front door.
Okay.
And up the stairs.
There is a... Everyone give me a perception check.
Oh, for goodness sake. Okay. Out of that natural 20 comes a natural 1.
Naturally.
18.
Yep.
13.
Yep.
13.
I love it when the dice behave. Mm. Sasha, you are managing to pinpoint that the scream is definitely coming from the floor above you, the one that was sort of built into the roof. Mm. Everyone else, there was a scream. It was definitely not anyone in your party. It didn't really sound particularly human.
Wait, this is over a play pit. Might be coming from, there might be one downstairs as well. I think I heard from down
but
there.
But we should stick together. No, we can go there later.
I can sneak off just to make sure, you know, scout it out. You lot can deal with the thing up there, and I'll go check the one.
That's
below.
Just not a good plan.
No,
we should split up.
No, it's a perfectly fine. We cover more ground this way.
Sasha,
it's quicker.
What are you doing?
Trying to find my way up into the attic.
Okay, cool. In which case, then, heading out into the corridor, presumably. Mm-hmm. So, in the corridor, what you do see is there is a very large atrium space. I mean, naturally, the people coming in the front door will have seen this as well. The very large atrium space has, you know, those large square but still kind of like circular stairway style where, you know, big chandelier and then it has the stairs leading around it all the way down to the bottom. So you could lean over the banister and see Grizzop and Hamid having this conversation at the bottom. Bertie, you haven't gotten in the window yet, so I'll deal with you in a second. And however, you're at the top of that. So you will need to find some kind of attic ladder in order to get up higher because there's no normal stairway leading any higher that you can see.
Sasha is kind of in sneak mode, so she's going to throw something very soft on their heads. Doesn't want to shout. There's a screamy thing upstairs.
Did you pick up any gonks in the gift shop?
There's... Oh, no. The frigging Monkey Island taught me this. They were on sale... Yeah. Everything. Pick
why didn't
everything.
You buy the banana skin in the empty can? God.
What do I have?
Alchemist fire?
I could
a bomb.
I could throw playing cards down at them.
Alchemist fire in a sock.
Do you have an astonishingly ripe quiche left?
If you haven't removed it from the thing, it is in there.
I don't have it because I ate it.
I believe you ate it.
Yeah.
The only one who's packing quiche right now is you.
No. I've used my quiche.
Oh, goodness me.
Gonna throw a playing card down at them. I've got a pack.
Okay.
No, throw it. Like...
Yeah, I know. It's... Yeah. Fine. Give me a ranged attack roll.
Thank you. 14 plus 8 is 22.
14 plus 8.
Yes, it's 22.
Yes. So, pick a target.
Hamid.
It hurts when it hits you in the back of the head.
Ah! Wait, what was...
Draw an arrow.
Oh, I think it's a playing card.
I instinctively look up.
Like,
I see Sasha.
So Sasha has ducked back but is waving. Yeah. Because she's not an idiot. She knows that people sometimes shoot.
Arrow through the hand.
We should go upstairs.
No, we should just wildly.
Just in case. You go upstairs, I'll go downstairs.
Okay, so the shapes that Sasha's making look a bit like the charades for big, big house in the country. Just giant, giant, huge, square triangle up.
Wait, if you describe that, aren't you cheating at charades?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, fine. She very skillfully explains that
she
has
speaks
heard
sign
scream.
Language.
Yeah, but neither do you. Yeah, yeah, neither of you.
Yeah, you're just like complete conversation. Like,
yeah, just
no.
No.
She wants us to go up there.
Bertie.
So you are
still hovering outside with your... You used your boots, right?
Yes.
So the tiny little wings on the heels of both boots are...
God, I'm majestic. Like a wine warehouse on the wing.
Brief gust of wind. Oh, stay
there. I'm still majestic. All right, what does the window in front of Bertie look like?
It is whole. There's no holes in it. That's a weird sentence.
Yeah.
But it has solid panes of glass. It's not particularly valuable. It's single pane and it is got, you know, the squared panes of glass, smaller panes. Yeah. It's just a standard manor house window.
Can you open it easily?
No, it's locked.
Dirty smashes the window with
shocker.
His sword.
You could probably just put your hand through it. It is single pane. You go in. Full armor, you so go yeah. in. There is a crash from the rest of the house.
Just come up!
I'm not going to expect any of you to believe it's anything other than Bertie desperately trying
to. Bertie, at this point, he pops on the ring of attract undead. Oh. Taps his gonk. Never going to give you up! Never.
Give me a will save.
6 plus 3 is 9.
You do have a compulsion, I'm afraid, to be close to Bertie. On the bright side, you can pinpoint exactly where he is in the house.
Right, I'm coming down, but only...
You sprint, just... You want to be there.
I'm coming down, but only to convince you all to come up. Like, while I have... I feel that I should come down to do this, ultimately our goal should be to go up.
I'll go down to make sure the play pit's okay, and you lot go and deal with the screen from upstairs.
Split up.
No, we need to cover more ground, we don't have the time.
It's cut to Bertie. Bertie's got the sword and he's just like... bashing at the furniture. Zombies, zombies, give me your answer, do.
Right.
Rolling a perception check to see if they hear you. Okay, carry on.
No obvious response. He walks out into the corridor, taps the sword against the shield. Zombies, come out to play, yay! Zombies!
I'm going upstairs.
Piece of advice, if it's zombies that we're facing, I strongly recommend raw meat. Pulls them every time, honestly.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's great, you should try it.
Hang on, Bertie...
Just don't wrap me in it, because it's a bit distasteful and it dulls the blade.
He's got 4 days worth of rations left, but that won't be fresh meat by now by any stretch.
Bloodier the better.
Yeah.
So Sasha's coming downstairs as all of this happens. But could you take off the ring? It's not tactically advisable for you to.
And you're now immediately as close to him as you can be again.
Standing back to back, right, as close as possible, right. So could you take the ring off? We've explained this.
But it's going to attract all of the undead to me, you see. And I will be a focal point for their attacks, and I will slay them gloriously.
How about I'm not undead, I'm just, you know, vitally challenged.
Very well. This must be this political correctness I've been hearing so much about recently.
Just give me the ring and then they'll come to me, but I won't have to be attached to you and we don't have to do this.
Very well. Bertie detaches the ring. Bertie gets down on one knee, very sarcastically, presents the ring to Sasha.
Don't mind me, you carry on.
Sasha, looks really frustrated and tries to think of something that a charismatic person would do, but then just takes the ring.
Ms. Rackett, will you make me, just one of several indifferent people in your presence?
No. Just give me the ring. Stop! Yes.
Everyone, give me perception checks.
9.
27.
16.
29. Okie doke.
I'm rolling like poop this session.
Okay, so you all gave me perception checks?
Yep.
Sasha, something appears to be moving near the ceiling.
Something's moving near the ceiling.
But he stands up, draws his sword.
Mr. Ceiling, is that you?
Mr. Ceiling!
There is no action. There is no movement. There's just...
Hamid!
There was something, now it's gone.
Hamid, you can see magic stuff. You come up here right now.
I arrive in the room. I roll a 29 on my perception check, and I now will now proceed to cast Detect Magic on myself.
On yourself? You do not appear to be more than normally magical. I'm being glib.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Do it more.
Somebody's been in a warm room most of the afternoon.
Did things get chilly?
No, the opposite.
Yeah. So you spot. Nothing unusual. Detect magic isn't a thing that allows you to see through walls and stuff like that. There is nothing beyond the normal magic necromantic aura of that.
What did
ring.
You see, Sasha?
Just something wrong.
Where?
Above us. Where the sound came from.
Bertie asks the sword. Can you see anything here? Mm.
Is there a way into the attic?
I haven't found it yet, really? But we can punch through if we need to.
Look around for a ladder or something.
How high is the ceiling?
at normal ceiling height.
So Bertie, who
you
is...
could get your sword jab directly upwards, and the tip would be buried in the ceiling.
Bertie's 6'5", and he's got a bastard sword, which is the height of a child. So he's just going to attack the ceiling and take a chunk out the ceiling.
Go for it! Hack at the ceiling.
Roll a 4. What modifiers would you like me to enter that? Just a standard attack. It's there. It is. That makes a total of 16.
16. You hit the ceiling. The ceiling takes the hit condition. A chunk of plaster falls. It goes bink on your armor.
But it's not, like, the plaster's not so damaged that, like, there's whole chunks coming down.
The plaster isn't haunted.
Right.
At no point did the house go, nom, 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 and swallow you whole.
Call yourself a haunted house, do you?
Didn't really call itself anything yet.
Yeah, well, right.
I'm still looking around for a ladder or a way to access the attic.
Give me a perception check. I am not going to use, for future fans, by the way, I'm never going to use the standard search rules of, like,
14.
Each 5-foot square perception. For it take days. Mm. 14. You find no way upstairs.
There's nothing. There's no hatch or anything like that.
No.
I suggest that we check other rooms. There was the staircase. Did the staircase go up further?
No.
No. Were there windows that went into the attic?
There was one attic window. Yes.
Right.
Very high. Very narrow. You don't think you'll be able to fit in. You'll be able to like climb up and see in. But when I say narrow, you know those little archways that you get like above doorways, for instance. And it's just about too small for you to fit through, really.
Sasha doesn't believe that exists.
Sasha can try and squeeze her way through.
Sasha's challenge accepted mode kicks into gear. I'm going to climb up the outside, see if I can see or squeeze in anywhere, anything.
Is there anything in Bertie's knowledge of sort of fancy houses that might enable him to work out some clues in the architecture?
Ooh, as
in
servants' quarters.
Servants' quarters.
What knowledges do you have?
Nobility, history.
I'd allow a knowledge history for this type of building.
All right, give that a go. Oh, it's not very good. 7.
7. Cool. Tell you what, spooky house.
Yeah.
Things to look out for in a spooky house. Mm-hmm. 1. Ghosts. Yeah. Okay. 2. Werewolves.
Werewolves, yeah.
3. Vampires.
Vampires.
Not chandeliers. What are the, like,
candles,
candlestick doors.
Yeah.
Books. You know, books that open.
Oh, how to open
bookcases.
Secret passages.
Other things to look out for is
all of this out loud and exactly at this tone.
Secret wives in the attic. That's one.
Hamid goes around and starts pulling at anything that's on a wall in case it opens a secret passage.
It does.
Oh!
There is as a candelabra next to a bookcase had opened.
Elves have this weird thing where they detect secret passages.
Really?
By accident occasionally. I assume because they're so sensitive to drafts.
They have a spidey sense.
must be awful to fart near
one. Anywho.
I sense a secret passage.
The door opens. And yes, it looks like there is a narrow stairway leading up into the attic.
I am a genius to the attic.
Sasha crawls back in the window.
I'd watch out for werewolves, though.
Yes, good point.
Bertie, maybe you should go up first in case the thing there attacks us.
Yeah, excellent suggestion. Now, Bertie.
Piece of advice. Mm-hmm. On condition that they spread your deeds if you die horribly. This is the things you've got to watch out for.
Why would I want my deeds spread?
You know, so that the whole fame thing.
Oh, yes, sorry, deeds. I thought you meant deeds in property, deeds.
No, God, no, don't spread them! God, what are you doing?
I thought you'd taken leave of your senses.
God, for goodness sake.
Right, there we are. Yes. Remember, if I have died heroically, to broadcast it hither and yon.
Of course! It might be worth putting that in paper at some point.
Probably best formalise that arrangement at some stage. Right, tally-ho!
And Betty marches up the stairs.
Okay.
Sword drawn.
It's worth mentioning that I'm not up here.
That's fine. I mean, I was going to cut to you, but now I don't want to.
Oh, sorry.
No. Now I'm gonna.
But obviously, me and you have the same sense of narrative timing.
Yes, we do. But not unless you preempted it.
No, it's okay. That's
okay. So Bertie.
Bertie marches up the stairs.
Yeah, you get
attic.
To the top of the stairs. Cut to Grizzop. So presumably hunting away for a stairway down.
Yes.
Funnily enough, not hidden. There is a basement.
Right. I'm going to start sneaking.
A very obvious one.
Yeah. I'm going to start sneaking with my
shiny.
Welcome
arrows.
To the basement. You're
going to
have it here.
Bright shining lights. Circling distance.
Stay away from the light. It's all gone wrong.
Basement. Where everybody knows your name.
Well, basement. The Las
check.
Vegas of houses.
Basement time. Basement time.
13.
13?
Yeah.
You walk downstairs and all the zombies immediately turn to see you.
13.
So, you open the basement door. Mm-hmm. just do a roll, a quick look. You start heading down the stairs. It's dark, but that's not a problem for you.
Nope.
Because?
I have dark vision.
Yeah, you do.
It's great.
So, heading down into the basement, what you see is it is been stripped out in a way that the rest of the house hasn't. Mm-hmm. There are bare walls there. It looks like there was once a wine cellar, so there's wine racks and things. But wine is both expensive and easy to remove. However, what you do see is there is a mound of disturbed earth in the middle of the basement. It doesn't look like it's not a cave or anything. Something potentially very, very deep down has been disturbing earth, and it's kind of mounded up a little bit. Give me a perception check.
That is a 24.
A 24? There is the ever so faint sound of loads of zombies buried deep, deep down underneath this basement.
All right.
And I'm going to take a break there and be back in a couple of minutes. We'll see if you're alive.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Historic Royal Palaces, in association with Rusty Quill, present Outliers. Stories from the edge of history. Enjoy a selection of stories from award-winning contemporary writers as they reveal the people hiding in the shadows of real events at some of the greatest palaces ever built.
I am proud to be a part of the resistance to Cromwell, and I am unequivocal that Cromwell must die.
I'll be the first pirate who's never seen the sea.
The Ugly One. That's what they called her. Wife number four.
He grips my arm with a strength I should not have thought possible and begins to tell me about the stars.
A revolutionary band, united, righteous, unstoppable.
Available via iTunes and all other major podcast services. For more information, visit hrp.org.uk/learning or www.rustyquill.com.
And welcome back. So, Grizzop's now dead, so cut to...
Shouldn't have wandered off alone. That'll teach you. I hope your next character doesn't do it.
It's me, Lonesome Laura.
Bertie, give me a perception check.
Sorry. I picked up a D10 there, as if to predict my score. Four. And that's on a D20 after modifiers.
Oh, this is going to go very badly for you.
Yep.
All right, okay. Let me just do a quick roll here. What's your touch AC?
It would be super low. 11.
Roll another one here. Whew. Right. Okay. So this happened. So you reach the top of the stairs. You poke your head just above the lip of the attic. Mm-hmm. At which point you see hovering, barely visible, immediately above you, so effectively where its feet should be is where your head is.
Yeah.
Is a full sort of spectral figure, by which I mean it has huge, oversized, over elongated arms. It has glowing points where the eyes should be. Mm-hmm. It has a sort of swept cloak look to it that keeps fading in and out of visibility. No legs to speak of whatsoever. It gives a...
I mean, they're there, but you wouldn't want to...
I mean, you can't!
No. Nothing to write home about those utterly unremarkable calves.
It goes...
Those ankles.
Reaches its hand and sweeps it at your head. The hand goes in one ear, quite literally through your head, and out the other.
Oh, it's like advice about what I should be doing in my life.
Is what you would have said if it weren't for the crippling agony as you take 5 negative damage. Ooh. And 5 con drain.
Ooh!
Time to explain con drain. Would you care to do the honours, Bryn?
Your hit points go down. You just have fewer. It's not that you're injured. You just don't have them anymore.
Your con is now
weaker.
5 less until someone magically fixes you. No matter how much you rest, no matter how much you try and like chill out, you are now 5 con less.
So your con has gone down to 11, which means you've lost 3 bonus. So you have just lost 15 hit points from your total. So that's that you haven't totally taken that damage. You just have 15 fewer.
Give me a reflex save.
Hang on, I just use a maths here.
Just write the words, all is lost.
Right, okay. So reflex save.
Yep.
It's pretty good. 20, not natural.
You managed to not tumble backwards, but that was one of the most fundamentally unpleasant experiences in your life.
Oh, it reminds me of Rag Week!
I am going to allow everyone to roll initiative. However, this is stretching it a little bit. Grizzop, you are still in the basement, so unaware. And the others, technically you don't know what's going on, so please factor that in.
I'm right behind Bertie.
You never said you went up the stairs.
Everyone was talking very loudly, and
sure.
I'm trying not to talk over.
Nonetheless,
people.
What I said stands, because you cannot see it.
Oh. Right, I've got 3 anyway.
Me too.
Okay.
12.
But 3 plus 4.
Pencil for me. So, Bertie, that shook you out of your reverie. You get to go first.
Right.
The sword immediately says, watch out, undead, incorporeal. It'll absolutely mess you up. I can cut it, but if it hits you, you're going to hurt.
Right. So Bertie's AC remains 20, which is quite high, is that?
However, it was against your touch AC.
It's your touch AC.
So
it ignores all armour. Effectively 11.
It can effectively just reach through and grab you.
Is this the sort of nasty thing that Bertie might plausibly take down in a single very powerful, and is there just the one?
Do you have any relevant knowledges? I believe the answer's no.
Okay, fair enough.
Therefore, you do not know.
Okay.
Therefore, make a snap decision and go with it, because that's the kind of timing that you're at.
Right. So Bertie's going to power attack it.
Okay, cool. Give me the roll then.
Oh dear.
Remembering to deduct the accuracy for the sake of the power, obviously.
Yes.
So if you're doing the power attack, that'll be for a -1, we'll assume, on that one. So what's your roll?
That is 4 plus 11 is 15.
15? Okay. You do not hit. You swing at it, it immediately bends itself, bends its head, and then immediately rewrites itself, having missed it. The sword pipes up one more time. This might be a tricky one. And with that in mind, the wraith takes its turn.
Oh dear.
It goes straight for your head again. And gets a natural 1.
Yeah. Yay!
You lucky... It sweeps out, misjudges it, and flies out of the roof for a moment. You hear outside, and then it flies back in from the roof.
Yeah, a bit nippy out.
Sasha, you're up.
So you've come out of the hole of the staircase, right? So I can jump behind you?
He is at the top of the staircase. You are on the staircase. He has stood at the top of the staircase.
Right.
You
slip out from behind him.
Uh-huh.
Do I need to make a roll for that? Because he's in...
So if you want to get past Bertie, mm-hmm. you are going to need to make an acrobatics roll. Otherwise, you'll provoke an attack of opportunity from the ghost.
Okay. 13 plus 12.
Yeah, you're fine. Carry on.
Yeah. Barely worth rolling acrobatics now. So, okay, so I sneak past him, and then I want to, since the ghost is being flanked, I assume, attack
it
the ghost.
It is only flanked if you are there.
Okay, I'll go there.
So, yeah, you acrobatics past it to the far side of the ghost.
Yes, so I am now on deadly acrobatics,
mm-hmm.
and I will sneak attack the ghost.
Okay.
Which I assume will do no damage. Out of character, I assume will do
Give
no
me the roll.
Damage. Oh, 2.
Are your daggers magical in any way?
Nope.
She missed anyway. She rolled a 2.
True.
She but doesn't even know yet.
I thought I'd be nice and ask if your daggers are magical before...
Yeah, out of character, I'm pretty sure that there's...
Yeah. You miss it. In fact, it's not even that you pass through yet. It manages to avoid you quite easily on that one.
I don't know if I'm really... Hamid! He's a magic!
Hamid, it's your turn.
Can I see it past Bertie if I'm sort of underneath him in the stairs?
Partially.
Okay, I'm going to cast Scorching Ray.
Are you going to take any penalties for firing into melee combat on that ray?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't hit Bertie.
That was not a great roll. That's an 11.
Total?
Yeah, so the penalty for firing into melee is -4.
So 7.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Yeah.
So, you fire your Scorching Ray. Your way? It's way off. Your Scorching Ray is way off.
Going way,
Ray. Hey, that ray is way off.
Way.
You fire it.
Hey.
It zips past both of them and manages to kindle a very, very small fire in the wood beside the wraith. It does not catch.
That was really classy, but irrelevant.
Bertie, you're now up again.
Yeah, Bertie attacks with the standard attack.
Grizzop, give me a perception check, actually, sorry.
13.
All is well. You're dealing with zombies. What are you doing? I'm going to try and keep it
short-ish. Do I have one of the alchemist fires?
Yes.
Cool. So I am going to start digging.
Okay.
Well, actually, no. I'm going to look around for a shovel.
There are no shovels in the basement.
Okay.
It looks like the floor was once raised, paved, trowels, has now risen, and the paving has sort of cracked.
Okay. Any sort of digging implement or implement that could be used for digging?
You could break one of the wine racks easily and start using that.
I start digging down.
Okay.
Because I need to open up the zombies so I can chuck a bombs in them.
Sure. Bertie, you're up.
Regular attack.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. A bit better. That is 28.
It is a hit. Mm-hmm. Roll damage.
16.
You got 16 damage.
Yes, d10 plus 8.
Okay. The wraith, so...
Pretty good against a wraith.
I'll take the description on this one. So you swing across... And the blade begins to glow as it gets closer and closer to the wraith, the creature. And when it reaches the point where the wraith is, rather than seeing it tear through, at first you see the wraith deformed around it and start to wrap around it as if you'd sort of hit a hanging ribbon or something similar. And only when you've made it at least halfway through does it begin to... And you slice cleanly through the bottom third, say, which tatters down as if it's in a slight wind and then just... wraps away. The bottom is now hanging slightly ragged. It gives another...
Yes, yes, I've heard that. Yes.
And that's what happens. Do you move as well? Done an attack only so far.
Is there any reason why he would? I don't think there is a reason why he would. He would just stand and ready himself.
Okey-doke.
The wraith is not happy with you. The wraith hits you again. Let's try.
Does the wraith definitely hit Bertie if Sasha is wearing the ring of Attract Undead?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It misses.
It's not undead, it's dead.
Oh, it's dead. Dead.
It's a ghost.
Ah.
It swings for you and misses this time.
Oh, waft like a spooky curtain. Yes.
Sasha, you're up.
We're going to try and stab it again.
For future reference, Bertie, if you hadn't have hit it, it would have gone for her. You're now the priority.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's cool. I'm going to try uselessly and hopelessly to stab it again. And since I'm flanking, if I were to hit it, and it were to take any kind of mundane damage, I might do quite some. This is pointless. So 9 plus 8, so 17.
17, you miss even hitting it at first, but close. Like, it actually has to go, ooh, hang on, ooh, and does a weird contortion in order to avoid you.
Right, I'm getting the hang of this.
Hamid, you're up.
I cast Magic Missile.
Pew, pew, pew.
I'm now level 5, so that means not just pew, pew, but indeed pew, pew, pew.
Ooh.
3 missiles
pew, pew, pew.
Stream out and definitely hit it. Yeah, you can't dodge this one. I do...
9.
Plus 3.
Ooh.
12 damage.
You guys getting better, and you were all like, "Oh, this is scary," but you're kind of annihilating it. And Grizzop.
I continue to dig.
You continue to dig. You are
another,
digging.
Another 6 seconds of digging.
Digging yeah. happens.
If only we had some positive energy and skill with dealing with undead up in this battle.
I mean, I've got more undead down here, so really you guys should be able to deal with that.
We're covering more ground. I don't know what your problem is.
Bertie, you're up.
Okay, Bertie takes another standard attack.
Okay.
17.
That is a miss.
Bertie takes a swish. And it nips that way. Wafts.
It hits you.
No!
Dealing.
No.
4 negative damage and 1, you got lucky, con drain.
Lucky that
you're
puts
starting
you from 11
to
10,
feel.
Which doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
Quite bad. Like, beyond hangover.
You feel like a normal person rather than an awesome person.
That's what I said. You feel terrible. God. How could anyone live
this
like
is
this?
What it must be like to be common.
Like,
I don't want to live like common people. No.
Don't want to
live however common people live.
I don't want to die like a common person.
Don't want a supermarket.
Don't want to watch my life slowly slide out of you.
Dance? No. Drinking? Yes.
Yes.
Sasha.
No. Yes.
Can't with that in mind, podcast. You're up.
Yeah. Gonna try. Pointlessly. Da 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 da. Yeah, 7 plus 8. She again.
You look really cool while missing it completely.
You're doing that thing you've done previously. 15. You're getting too hung up on the style.
It's the fighting equipment of air guitar.
Yeah.
Hammond, you're up.
I cast magic missile.
Pew, 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 pew.
Much less good this time. 10.
Much less good at 10?
Yeah, 10 is much less good than 12.
Okay, Grizzop, you dig. Digging happens. Great. You see, I'm starting to miss Zolf less.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like things are starting to play out.
Oh no, because with Zolf it would be you try and go up the stairs, you move two squares.
Yep! It's starting to feel familiar, it's kind of comfortable, I like it.
At least he'd be here trying to help.
I am helping.
He's looking at the big picture.
Yeah.
You're covering more ground, we've been over this. Bertie, you're up.
Bertie makes another set of attack.
This is turning into it's turning into a slugging match, which was not what I expected.
Yeah. That is 20 total.
20, you hit!
Lovely. D10 plus 8, which is... Oh, that's good. 9 damage.
9 damage.
That is literally the minimum amount of damage you can do. 9. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Okie doke. You got this time, you slam it from up top, and you manage to carve off basically an arm. A whole arm has come off. It does not seem to be very happy with you. If Attract Undead would have been having an effect, I think that might be forgotten for now. It goes immediately for you with the other hand.
Roll a one.
Oh, that's not a one.
It does not threaten a critical, but it definitely hits.
Jesus.
It deals 2 negative damage.
Bad.
And 2 con damage again. Con drain. This
yeah,
is
yeah. We're down to 8.
So what does that do to my hit? So
you feel worse than common people.
5 hit points.
I need another 5.
From your total.
Sasha, you're up. Bertie looks tired and pale. He looks wan.
Don't really care. Gonna
I mean, you're
slash
correct.
Up
I just
this
thought
goat.
I'd give you the info.
Oh, it's so good that I'm killing this thing so quickly before it can do anything more to Bertie.
Gonna slash up this ghost. 16.
16? You miss again. It's not even that you're like stabbing it and then it's not doing an effect. You have yet to make contact with the creature.
Probably something Bertie did.
Yeah.
Magic.
You are getting a flanking bonus. Don't forget your plus twos.
Oh, okay. Oh, I had forgotten those.
Oh, so you hit 18 on that one.
If it's 18,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think the others would have been affected. This one, you hit!
Yeah, no, yay!
Your blade sinks in to the hilt.
Does not.
It does not notice. Or have any effect whatsoever.
Wiggles it around inside the wraith.
Be hurt!
Come on! Oh my gosh, this is like a skeleton. What's wrong with you?
Hammond, you're up.
I cast magic missile. I can do this all day. If by all day you mean the next 5 combat rounds. 12 again.
12 again?
Surely this thing is dead.
Yes.
Yay.
You blast it. A piece of face blasts off. Another piece of face blasts off as the one remaining eye looks at you. pew. It explodes into motes of light which drift downwards and don't have an area of effect on you all.
Nice.
Oh, good. Yeah. I was really worried about that because I knew exactly what this thing did all the time.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good choice in Magic Missile. Very good choice.
That's why I chose it.
Very tactical. Totally. I like it. Strategic, even.
Da, 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 da. You killed the
Yay!
Wraith. 30.
Have
you feel
Phoenix
so
down.
Bad. You feel so bad. It's like someone took all the hangovers that you ever did and then made you do them all again at once. Whilst eating a soup that you don't like. It's just so bad.
You've got the consumption. Magical.
Coughing into the hanky.
Tuberculosis, which is actually code for syphilis.
Yep.
Weird how in all of those films, all of these ladies of the night and rapscallion young men get TB.
Yeah.
Odd that.
Funny that.
All of that coughing.
Yeah.
Oh, this reminds me of Aunt Dora's cooking.
Bertie, you seem pretty...
He's got syphilis.
I do, but that's irrelevant.
That's canon.
Cut to Grizzop.
I'm digging.
You are digging.
Diggy, you dig.
In fact, it doesn't take you long to unearth a single, mostly mouldy finger. It's kind of scratching
like
upwards, and it's literally just a single finger with a little bit of bone poking out the end. It's just going...
Oh, it's just the finger.
It's just the finger.
Oh.
The rest of it is presumably buried. It's just...
Yeah, but I'll keep digging past it.
Okay, cool.
Because I need to open up the zombie hole.
It's not long before you uncover the top of a zombie's head and an eye, and it's just...
Cool.
It doesn't seem to be a cavernous hole. It seems very much like it's just dirt all the way down. I don't think... Like, to your eye, you don't feel like you're about to dig and go, ha-ha, a big, convenient cavern. It's more like a pile of dirt with some bodies that are trying to get out in it.
Fair enough. I will shoot this one in the head.
Again, not Romero a zombie, so it's not an instant kill. I'm going to go ahead and skip ahead to just...
I was
going to
say,
dying.
I still think it's, you know, whatever it is, like helpless, so I just do a coup de grace and automatically critical it.
Yeah, like,
head or no?
It's dead.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's dead.
Cool, and then I'll dig past it.
Give me a perception check.
At me?
Yes.
No.
All is well. One down, 399-ish, presumably, to go.
Well, if there's that many, eventually a hole will appear.
Bertie.
Okay, I want to just very quickly check about the constitution damage. Okay, so he's lost 8 points. Drained.
So he's been drained.
He's been drained.
To explain the difference again, because it's big difference in this game. You'd think they'd make it clearer. Drain. Something has sort of magically sucked your life force out permanently until someone helps push some back into you, which means you are now just permanently a weaker, less fortitudinous person. If it was damage, you took a hit to your soul and you need a lie down, and you have a lie down, and then it comes back one point per day, and bed rest would help you. You're now just a bit weak. You're weaker than the average person in terms of your basic health now. Until, like, Artemis and someone, a cleric, not Grizzop, comes along and does a proper, like, C2 for you.
Right. C2.
A C2, as in they C2 you.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were, like, describing Bertie's new social class. Like, whoa, that's draining a couple of...
Untouchable.
That's fair enough. That was gold, by the way, and deserved far more. just so you're aware.
So.
All right,
I knew what you were getting at. I'm just too sleepy.
No, that's fine.
Good line.
Thank you. Well done.
Good.
Whilst it's a pleasant, cool temperature in that house, it's still incredibly hot here.
Yeah, I will accept any compliments in writing. That's that's also fine. Okay, so Bertie is feeling none too perky, but we still have a job to do. Is there...
Hats off to you. That did kill one of your ancestors, so, you know, kudos.
I mean, that specific one.
No, come on. Give me some credit, but no. One of them did get taken. It was really, really awkward.
Oh, really? How terrible.
Grizz is in the basement. We should go down there and see if he needs help. But then we should definitely see about getting you to a temple. But
yes, I would agree with that.
Will you do it your best for the opera this evening?
Yeah, oh my goodness, I might miss the opera. I mean, can you rent a priest and take them to the opera? Do we have a spare ticket? Can they heal me while we sit in the
box? Well, I've got four tickets. I don't know if Sasha wants to come. No, I got tickets for the stalls. This isn't important right now. Let's get down to the basement.
Bertie has a very cursory search of the room.
Give me a cursory perception check.
16.
So, In the attic space, now that you actually have time to look around properly, it is a sloped ceiling.
There's loot.
And actually, that's
the real treasure is architectural.
So, as you search this attic space, now you have a bit more time to look around. Sloped ceilings, you see high up the single window that was casting basically a god beam, you know, across, heading through, and then to the end, there's a few like broken crates and so on. And then sort of parting them aside, I mean, shifting a crate, it made you slightly breathless. Anyway.
I really hate furniture.
Yeah.
He's still just as strong, he just has less stamina.
That's what I mean, he moved two crates.
Bit buffed, can do it.
What you find at the back is what appears to be a skeleton.
Spooky skeleton!
Still wearing clothes. It currently is hugging a chest, and it is wearing expensive jewellery as well. Still, like, draped around its neck and, like, a sort of tiara askew on the skull, and it's draped upon a chest.
Let's take fancy jewellery.
Hello. Some of the jewellery.
We can divide it later.
Pushes you aside and is surprised when you actually...
Yes. Very well. Let's check.
Wait, I'm just checking this chest for traps.
Can we speed up? Just in case Grizz needs
help
downstairs.
Okay, fine. I'll check very
quickly. Hovering on the staircase.
Very quickly for traps. That was... So I checked it and that was 25.
25? There are no traps. Ooh. In fact, I'm going to skip ahead the disabled device check because the lock is so rubbish that you can just, it's withered, it's knackered. At some point you realise, oh right, you know, you've been picking at it with your picks, picking, then you go, oh for God's sake, put your picks away, grab it and just pull, and it just tunk.
Woo!
You open the chest. At first, it looks like there's nothing particularly exciting in there. There's a couple of silk gowns, and like they're high-end and expensive, and they don't appear to have been particularly damaged. Like, the chest must have been pretty decent once upon a time.
Maybe magic.
Underneath, though, you find, very easily, what looks like a bag of monies.
Oh. How should we record this loot on our character sheet?
You should record this loot, collect loot.
Bunch of jewellery, bag of money. We'll divide it up.
Bunch
later.
Of jewellery, bag of money, right. Correct.
Grabbing all of this.
Cut to Grizzop.
Digging.
You dig. Give me a reflex save.
16.
There is a sudden upheaval of the dirt, and where once there was sort of one, then you found another one, you took that one out, suddenly there's a brief shudder. And then an upheaval, and about 6-7 arms start poking up, and there's a massive beginning of movement as things begin to tumultuously drag themselves up out of the dirt. It's happening directly under your feet, however, you sort of hopscotch across the remaining flagstones back towards the stairs of the cellar.
Cool, with the like, flagstones falling away from it as he jumps.
Oh, yeah, it looks amazing, and there's no one there to see it again. Yeah. But, eventually,
don't have that much of an ego.
So. The earth begins to churn and churn, and more zombies begin pulling their way out from the dirt.
Cool.
I just have this really strong feeling that he's downstairs in the basement and probably needs our help.
How much do you think this dress is worth?
And I'll end the episode there. So, yes, I'm sure everything's still fine. Honestly, I didn't expect you to go into a slugging match with the thing that every time it touches you makes you weaker.
What else would Bertie do?
What are the choices? I don't know.
Like,
would he run away?
At some point, maybe.
Because he wouldn't win a running wraith.
Oh my god!
I think we're just gonna end it on that one.
Oh my god!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Dust. Yep. Hamid Zolf. Oh, it hurts.
Pull one out.
All these bins look the same to you. They're just because they've got the exact same body, eyes, face, hair, and glasses.
It is literally the same.
Monster.
I'm an animal.
The person I feel most sorry for is our lovely fan who apparently ships Hamid and Zolf.
Yeah, we're
Zamid.
Torture.
As we're recording this, they're still doing that.
I know.
Anyway, Hamid and Grizzop, what are you doing?
They're sharing sexy letters.
Sorry, that threw me off.
I cannot stop thinking about it. Ever since I left, I've regretted it. I'll write one for Patrick.
Don't start, because then I'll cry, and you know, and you'll
and then
cry.
I'll start crying.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.